Utah's safe haven law has saved roughly 40 children since it went into effect 15 years ago. State officials hope the law will continue to encourage women to anonymously give up custody of their newborns rather than abandon them. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Heather adopted Sam 14 years ago. She asked that their last name not be used on the air.
I've thought a lot about my son's birth mother and what she must have been going through when she found herself pregnant and in a situation where she couldn't take care of the child that she was going to have.
Because of Utah's safe haven law, Sam's mother was able to check into a hospital anonymously, safely give birth, and surrender the child to hospital officials. Heather is eternally thankful that Sam is in her life.
It really worked. He is safe. He is happy. He is healthy. He is so loved. He knows about you, and he knows exactly what you did for him. And he loves you for that.
In 2001, Democratic State Representative Patrice Arendt sponsored the bill that would become Utah's safe haven law. It allows mothers of unwanted infants to be dropped off at hospitals without fear of prosecution. It's now the law in 50 states. Julia Robertson is the director of the Utah Newborn Safe Haven with the Department of Health.
You know, my worst day is when a baby is left in an unsafe place because I feel like I haven't done my job. I haven't gotten the awareness out.
Robertson says once or twice a year, a newborn baby is abandoned in Utah. Whitney Evans, KUER News.